It's time for Utah Story Corps. Everyday people sharing their story at the Story Corps recording booth in Vernal during July of last year. At Story Corps, John H. Graham II talks with his wife Dorothy about a tiny wooden car that changed his life forever.
In the summer of 1968, I had started teaching in Pocatello, Idaho. At that time, I was teaching drafting, woodworking, crafts, and plastics. During the Christmas season, I designed a toy truck, and this toy truck will affect my life for the rest of my life. I still build this truck today. My students build it as a mass production project. And at that time, I went to Boise Cascade, and my landlord, Daryl Booth, was a contractor, and I asked him if I could have their scrap wood that was in their dumpster, and they said yes. That year, my students at Christmas built 50 trucks. The TV and the newspaper came and took pictures and everything else because no one student built the unit. Everybody had a job, and at the end, there was a finished assembled line. In the fall of 1971, I started teaching in California. I did the same mass production of my toy trucks, and my toy trucks were so great that the Channel 7 News at ABC, Fred Anderson, came out, and he was only going to stay for 10 minutes, but he stayed for the whole two-hour run of my students. In 1985, I bought a magazine, a kit car magazine. I looked at it and read it that night and decided when I got home I was going to start building cars. My wife says, "You have no clue you're going to build cars?" And I says, "Yes, I'm going to start building automobiles." So I saw this car. The car was a Victorian Duesenberg. The car was something that I really wanted, but it only cost $1,200,000. So I came back and I started building this car. From 1988 to 2002, I had built over 25 different cars and trucks. I've sold them all over the world. I've won over 50 trophies and plaques. And my last car that I built, it took me until 2002 to finish the last car that I built. It took roughly 4 years to finish this car and $38,000 in materials. When you're building a car, you'll not only build one car, but you build three. You build what they call a plug, then you build the castings from the plug, and then you build the final car. The car that I built looked kind of like a 1934 Mercedes-Benz 500K. If anybody knows what one is today, they cost about $11 million. My kits used to sell for about $25,000. This one here, though, was a Woody. I wanted to build a Woody. I was still a woodshop teacher. Mercedes never built a Mercedes 500K Woody, but I have one, the only one in the world. I had gone to Rendezvous Car Show, the largest car show in the United States. There's 2,488 cars. I'd entered at least 7 or 8 of my other vehicles and never won. That year, with my Woody, it won the best show. It took the top 30th car out of 2,488 cars.
John H. Graham also had a prosperous career as a bowyer, manufacturing innovative archery equipment. These conversations were recorded at the Story Corps recording booth in Vernal and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for this segment of the Utah Story Corps project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.